Hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It is the dating game show that convinced Prince Harry to leave the royal family.
Ooh.
Whoa, dang, bro.
Now it all makes sense.
Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most disastrous. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she spends most of her free time wrestling her stuffed animals in a kiddie pool filled with palm olive and crushed up avocados.
What?
It's Soapy Jody.
Hey, guys.
Okay, I'm still kind of confused on that visual, but I'm with you.
Soapy.
Yeah.
And in the other corner, guys complain about her terrible attitude on dates so much, she's become known as Grumpy Greta.
Hey.
Yeah, man, you sound like a real downer, Greta.
Here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We'll go back and forth for three rounds, and then afterwards, we will declare a winner. All right, Greta, we're going to start with you. Give us your worst dating story.
So I go to happy hour with this guy, and we're having a good time.
Okay.
He ends up getting wasted, and then he suggests that we donate blood.
What?
He says we should give blood, because then the real buzz can start to kick in.
What?
Oh, my God. Ooh, that blood buzz.
Wow.
That's what you got.
I thought he was joking, but he literally ordered an Uber, and I refused to get in with him.
Man, you missed out on a cookie, too.
Oh. Do you still have his number? Can you send that along? So, Jody, now it's your turn.
So, I met this guy, and he spent the entire time trying to convince me that he was the third Franco brother, and that his name was Gabe Franco.
Gabe like, Franco?
Like James Franco's brother, Gabe.
I kept saying, there's no way that you are. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
And he was all insulted because I was asking him this. So at one point, I grabbed his license to try to get quick view of what his real name was.
Yeah.
He got so mad, he stormed out.
You know those Franco brothers, very moody.
Yeah.
Very, very moody people.
Very yeah, you're passionate.
Well, I did get a glimpse of his first name, and his first name was Mort.
Mort. Oh,
Mort Franco.
Even worse. Wow.
All right, that's the end of round one. We're on to round two. Greta, you're up again. What you got?
So I go on a date with this guy to a seafood restaurant, and this guy also gets trashed.
You know how to pick him.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. And he could tell that I was, like, not happy about it, that I was pissed.
Yeah.
So he's, like, trying to overcompensate by being, like, super funny and, like, doing ridiculous stuff. And so he goes as far as to pull a lobster out of the lobster tank at the restaurant and start singing Under the Sea from Little Mermaid.
Oh, my God.
Please tell me you got that on video.
Please tell me who he is so we can party with this guy.
Yeah.
He sounds amazing.
Look, all I know about him is he is banned from that restaurant for life.
All right, Jody.
Wow.
Can you beat that one?
Okay, so I met this guy, and he suggested that we go to an art museum after hours.
After hours?
I was like, well, I was kind of thinking maybe he's got a connection. We're going to get a private tour, maybe like a table, candlelight, dinner.
Yeah.
You expect a lot out of your Tinder dates,
yeah,
don't you?
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
So he's outside the door when I get there. And I'm thinking, oh, somebody's going to come open the door. Oh, no. He pulls out something and starts trying to pick the lock on the art museum.
He was trying to break.
Yes. So then he turns to me and he says, don't worry. I'm a locksmith. I do this all the time.
Oh, doesn't make it better, dude.
Oh. What'd you do? Did you call the police?
I left as fast as I could, and I never heard another word from him.
All right, let's move on to the final round, round three. Greta,
okay.
Last chance. Give us your best story.
So we go to dinner. We go to this Indian place, and after the meal, I had some leftovers, and he begs me for them, which is like weird, but whatever. I mean, he paid for the meal. Yeah. So I was like, fine, sure, whatever. And later that night, he texts me, and it's a nude selfie of him laying on a table with my leftovers all over his body.
That is so gross.
I love it. There's so
Oh, my God.
All right, Jody, last chance.
Met this guy. We went to this concert at this dive bar. He was totally hot. Ooh. So we were having a couple of drinks, and so we go out to the parking lot, and we kind of started making out. Mm-hmm. But I noticed, like, as we were kissing, it sounded like he was crying. So I opened my eyes and pulled back, and he's crying, like, tears streaming down his face.
Oh, no!
Poor baby! What did you do to him?
Beautiful moment?
I didn't know! I said, what is going on? Are you okay? And he just said, I've never had this awesome of a first date. Oh. It's been amazing. I totally think I'm falling for you. So then he pulls out a pair of scissors, cuts off his rat tail, and hands it to me.
What? I don't know what I'm more shocked with, that you went out with someone that had a rat tail or that he cut it off for you.
What did you do?
Well, I'm sure my face was, like, saying a bunch of different things, but my mouth said, thank you, and put it in my pocket.
You put it in your pocket like a gift?
Oh, my God.
I was scared. I was scared to say anything.
All right.
Oh, that's so good.
That final bell means the match is over.
Man.
Let's go to the judges and get your final scorecards. Brooke.
I give my point to Jody. Between the art heist and everything else, Jody, you got me.
Yeah.
You got me. The rat tail, are you kidding me?
I have to agree with Brooke. Jody, the rat tail, nothing can beat being gifted
a
rat tail.
Seriously.
Yes.
That means Jody, congratulations. You are the grand champion of sadness. You have one of the most unenviable dating lives we've ever heard on this show before.
I kind of want you to send us that rat tail.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah, we'll hang it up in studio.
Oh.
All right. Well, thank you for playing Battle of the Tinder Dates. Text into 78592 if you'd like to be a contestant on the next edition.
Oh, yeah.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.